Once again, here we go, Almighty Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, coming at you live and direct for the Mac City Limits, MacCity.com, Mac City Chronicles. I'm on one today, man. I'm on one. I'm tripping about the meaning of life, nigga. You know, the meaning of just why am I existing, nigga? What the fuck am I doing, man? I'm like, just spinning my goddamn wheels. I'm just in one goddamn space. I ain't getting no goddamn way. Goddamn. There we go again with the fucking bullshit repetition of words that one uses when one cannot find other words to mask his ignorance. Well, anyway, yeah, man, you know, this y'all know who the motherfucking this is, man, you know. I don't know, y'all gotta excuse me, man. I'm feeling interesting. I'm feeling like going out on a limb. I just took some legal prescriptions, man. I just took some drugs. So, I'm legally high. You know, I just felt like I just needed to be high today. I needed to go ahead and fall in league with the masses. And I need to do what the pharmaceutical companies are telling me to do. I am not right. I am not whole. I need their drugs. I need their prescriptions. I'm not allowed to use my own drugs. No, I'm not allowed to use my own prescriptions. No, I must use the pharmaceutical company's brand of drugs to be right, to be whole. And I guess one must be high to basically delve into what I'm about to delve into today, because I'm a bit perplexed, man, about the whole concept of love and hate. Well, really, I ain't perplexed, man. You know, I think I'm the only sane nigga on the planet. And all you motherfuckers, all the rest of y'all niggas is crazy. Yes, I believe so. think the rest of y'all niggas is the ones that's got it twisted and all fucked up, and I'm the only nigga run around this motherfucker right that's sane. All of y'all need the straight jackets. I'm the only one, man. I'm like Neo, nigga. That's right. In the fucking Matrix, motherfucker. I see the steak. I'm eating the fucking steak, but I know it ain't steak, bitch. I know it ain't. Y'all niggas think it's steak, but I can see through the motherfucker. I can see the code, nigga. I can see the code. So that's what I'm talking about, man. I see the code, man, and love and fucking hate. I mean, what's the concept of love and goddamn hate? Just recently, I've been going through some shit, man. Some inner turmoil shit. It's causing me to genuflect and reach deep inside my soul, man, and fucking try and figure out who I am. What the fuck am I about, man? I've been forced to look at myself, my true motherfucking self, man. Who the fuck am I, man? That's the most crucial goddamn question any motherfucker asks theyself. Who are you, man? Knowledge your goddamn self, nigga. Who the fuck are you? When it's all said and done, when the day is over, motherfucker, you come home, you look in the mirror, nigga. Who the fuck is you looking at, nigga? Looking at a Mac, looking at a pimp, looking at a trick, looking at a player, looking at a simp, looking... What, nigga, what is it that you see? What the fuck is it that you see, man? Do you have a problem with what you see? Do you have the balls to correct it? If you don't like what the fuck you see, nigga, can you put the wig on and the glasses on to disguise yourself and hide from your motherfucking self, nigga? You can't hide from yourself, bitch. I see the code, nigga. I can see the code. Yeah, man. Hey, nigga, it ain't steak. It ain't steak, nigga. Stop trying to eat the steak, bitch. It ain't steak. I'm trapped in the fucking Matrix, man. I'm trapped. But like I'm saying, man, what do you see, man? Do you like yourself? You know? I don't know, man. Recently, I'm thinking maybe I don't like myself, man. Maybe I've been lying to myself, man. Maybe the Mac really don't like itself. What is he looking for, man? What is he trying to find? I know that the more I do this shit, man, the more I crave and I long for the concept of love. And I say the concept, right, because I really don't know what the fuck love is anymore, man. I crave for the positivity, man, for the positive charge of electrons. You know what I mean? Yeah, we dealing with the motherfucking universe today, bitch. Protons, neutrons, and electrons, man. We gonna fuck with the building blocks of everything in existence, nigga. Everything. Bitch, it ain't steak. Nigga, it ain't steak. Stop trying to eat the steak. Cypher, stop trying. It's, nigga, I know it ain't steak. Well, where was I at? But basically what I'm saying is I don't know who the fuck I am anymore, man. Am I like the proverbial dog chasing his tail, man? You know, am I? You know, I don't know. But I'm just like I said, I long for the concept of love, man. It ain't enough just to be fucking on hoes, man. It ain't enough. I'm missing something. This ain't no religious ass shit. Don't you bitch niggas be bringing up Jesus in my motherfucking face, nigga. I done tried that route. Tried it many a day. Never really dug it, man. I ain't into getting pimped. You feel what I'm saying? And the whole motherfucking church vibe, man, nigga. I'm unpimpable, motherfucker. There's no way I'm going to goddamn church putting no motherfucking cheese in no goddamn nigga's hands, man. Fuck that nigga, man. You know what I mean? Right. No, this ain't got shit to do with goddamn Jesus, motherfucker. It's got everything to do with organized religion. I'm not goddamn going to no goddamn church watch some nigga fucking pimp me, man, trying to take my cheese out of my pocket. Fuck that, man. Plus, I could get... That's a whole goddamn other subject, man. I ain't fucking around with that today. But anyway, the hole in my chest ain't from no goddamn lack of Jesus, nigga. It's a lack of purpose. What is my fucking purpose? What am I here for? Am I just supposed to run around the hood, man, and fuck hoes for the rest of my goddamn life? Is that my goddamn... Is that what I do? Is that my purpose, nigga? Is this all there is? Man, it's got to be something more, nigga. Something that... What's going to give me purpose, man? What's going to give me a reason to fucking breathe when I get up, man? I've been looking for that shit, man. Like, what is it? What is it that you really want to do, man? What? I mean, I've been chasing this whole power thing, man. You know, basically, I gotta make a decision. Do I want love or do I want power? What do I want, man? What is it? And if anybody is a member of my website, maccity.com, you know that I'm going through some shit right now where I'm having to make decisions about love and power, man. What do I really want? What do I really crave? What do I really respect? Ain't no nigga ever gonna be happy, man, till he basically sit down, look himself in the face, and be honest with himself, and actually truly know what the fuck he want, man. And I don't know what I want, man. I really don't. I put two motherfucking women out the pasture for this hustle, man, because I feel that one day, someday, this is gonna be the ticket to fucking paradise, man. This is going to liberate me. This is going to free me from the bondage and the shackles of fucking society, where I won't have to punch a clock. I won't have to, which I don't do now. But I'm just saying, man, right now I'm living as free as a nigga can be, man. All the rest of my motherfucking partners, I ain't got that many of them. Them motherfuckers are slaves to the grind, nigga. Motherfuckers is up like clockwork each morning, going to fuck around, punch a clock for the next motherfucker, man. But what am I doing, man? Shit, I'm living free as a bird. Them niggas so envious of me, it ain't even goddamn funny, man. They're like, damn, nigga, you ain't gotta go to work. You ain't gotta do this. You ain't gotta do that. You do shit on your own time, man. You can get up. You can ride to Las Vegas, California. You ain't gotta ask for no goddamn vacation days. You ain't gotta ask for no sick days. Ain't no such thing as this. Niggas is just envious of the shit that I goddamn do and the shit that I can have, man. But I ain't fucking happy. Why am I not happy? What the fuck is lacking, man? What is it, man? Once again, looking at the whole concept of love and fucking hate, man. What is it, man? Are they the same? Are they different? I don't know, man. Well, let's think about this, right? Like I said, love is supposed to be something constructive. Love is supposed to be something good. Love is supposed to, like I said, man, it's supposed to be positive. It's supposed to be the positive charge of the spectrum. You feel what I'm saying? But what if that love turns in on itself? Case in point, you get a bitch that loves you and you love her so y'all claim. And then the bitch stabs you in the fucking heart, kicks you in the balls, and leaves you for someone else. Now, that love that you had, now you want to kill the bitch. So what do you do? So is that love? Is that love that's making you feel that way? Is it love that makes you say, the next time I see this bitch, I'm going to cut this bitch head off? You know what I mean? So what does that? Is that love or is that hate? What is that? Because you say you love her, and you say you do anything for her, and yada yada, you do all that fucking corny ass shit. Then all of a sudden, shit goes wrong. And that love that you had, all of a sudden, man, the drop of a fucking hat, nigga, drop of a dime, nigga, you ready to saw this bitch head off. And you'll do it too. Because you love her so goddamn much that just the very concept of that bitch leaving you, man, you can't take that shit, man. You can't even fathom the bitch leaving you, man. So you rather see the bitch dead. So what is that, man? What is that? Is that love? Is that hate? I mean, that sounds like hate to me, nigga. You know, but, I mean, everybody would, you know, say, damn, nigga, that, I mean, he loved her. He loved her. I know they was happy. They seemed to be the happy couple. Then the next day, the bitch head is off. Huh. So is that love or is that hate, man? You know, is love and hate the same fucking thing, man? What is it? Case in point, you got hate, right? Because I know me personally, nigga, every time I made a major move in my motherfucking life, every time I came up spades on shit, it was always through hate. Hate is always a powerful motivator for me, man. When I get hate in me, man, when a motherfucker try to challenge me or say I can't do something or say I can't motherfucking handle this or handle that. And I mean, just anything. If I want to prove a motherfucker wrong, hate has always been a powerful fucking reservoir of energy for me, man. I would just dwell on the motherfuckers that hated me, man. And I would hate the motherfuckers back. But it was through that hate, man, that allowed me to drive on and have the energy to persevere through shit. You know what I mean? Nigga, that sounds kind of constructive, don't it? Love is supposed to be the constructive force, but through fucking hate, man, I've done a lot of grand shit through fucking hate. Just concentrating on motherfuckers hating on me, I hate on them back by succeeding. I think I'm on to something here. Through hate, man. I mean, damn, I remember when I was in high school or junior high, man, I was kind of pudgy and shit. And I'm pudgy again, right? But I went through a phase, man, where I was fucking hard as a rock, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I remember being teased by bitches, right? Because I was kind of, you know, chunky and shit. And I took that hate, and man, that summer, man, from like junior high to high school, I hit the weights for like 3 months straight, man. And when I got back to school, them hoes didn't know who the fuck I was, man. I was chiseled, man. I was rock fucking hard, man. I was solid as fuck. I did all that through the power of hate. Hating on hoes. Hating bitches, man. Because all the fucking bullshit that the so-called popular hoes put me through, I wanted to come back and I wanted to show them hoes up, man. You know what I mean? Did all that through fucking hate, man. All that through hate. And then you got, like I said, the concept of love and shit. And it's like, fuck, I mean, niggas can do much more damaging shit through the concept of love than through hate. I know a whole bunch of motherfuckers has done some fucking heinous ass shit all in the name of love, man. All in the name of love. Because you love something or you love somebody so much, man, it'll fucking drive you fucking bats. It'll drive you insane to do some wild ass shit, man. But then again, like I said, you got the concept of hate. And niggas just capitalizing off motherfuckers hating on them, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers use the energy, that hate energy, man, to basically fuel their fire, man, to make them drive on and succeed and shit, man. You know, so a lot of times I'm forcefully look at the whole concept, man. Look at the timeline, man. You know, I'm looking at love and hate as a straight line. And love resides on one end and hate resides on the other, left and right. You know, right-hand path and the left-hand path. So what are we dealing with here, man? I mean, are they even real fucking constructs, man? Are they real, you know? Is it just another Matrix motherfucking moment where really there is no love and hate, nigga? It just is what the fuck it is, you know? I don't know, dog. I'm on one, nigga. Fuck. Who the fuck are you, man? What the fuck do you want? And that's what I've been doing in the mirror lately. I've been looking in the mirror and I've been asking, nigga, what do you want, nigga? What is it that you want? You know, I'm talking to me like I ain't even me. Like an out-of-body experience, nigga. It's like, nigga, make up your mind, man. Do you want to fucking love somebody or do you want to motherfucking just control everybody and everything, nigga? I mean, what is it? What the fuck, man? Nigga, I done lost 2 bitches, man, because of this hustle, man. 2 bitches that's dear to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, man, nothing worth having really comes easy, man. You know what I mean? And this whole thing that I'm fucking around with, this shit ain't easy, man. So, it's got to pay off in the end. It's got to pay out the fucking dividends, man. And it will. But, man, I gotta walk through the fucking furnace, man. I gotta walk through the fire. This shit, I thought it was gonna be easy, man. But doing this shit forces you to take your whole life apart, man, and then reconstruct it all from the fucking ground up, man. So I'll tell y'all what, man, that's all I'm gonna spit today, because fuck, nigga, I don't know. It's a rainy goddamn day. It's an autumn day. And I don't really want to spit too much on this because my shows is a little too long lately, man. So I'm going to keep this motherfucker real short. And, yeah, y'all motherfuckers, if you want to see the fucking bullshit I've been going through, nigga, holler at me. Should I say sign up at MaxCity.com, man. And see these fucking bitches that I'm fucking with, man. All this insane ass shit. This is the real shit. And I'm not going to be putting out all my business out here for free, you know what I mean? Fuck that, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just too, it's too painful to even goddamn reiterate out here in podcast land, motherfucker, for real. Shit, if you want to see what's torturing my fat black ass, then goddamn it, come over to the fucking Mac City Limits, nigga, and sign up and see how these hoes is treating the fat Mac, nigga. These bitches is on some shit. I'm trying to tell you, I'm about ready to smack some bitches. Fuck. Bitches is crazy. All in the name of love, nigga. All in the name of love. Well, anyway, yeah, this is the almighty Fat Mac 3XL coming at you live and direct for the Mac City Chronicles, MacCity.com, Mac City Limits, and from MrWrigleyShow.com at the Whole Flipper Network. Yeah, big up to all my motherfucking Mac City players, man. My Mac City citizens that keep coming by fucking with this motherfucking cyber pimping. You know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all go ahead, fuck around with this shit, man. It's the realest shit, man. I'm trying to tell you, it's I mean, fuck. I don't even have no words to describe all this nonsense I'm going through. But anyway, y'all take it easy, y'all take it light, and I'll see y'all next time on another installment of the Mac City Limits, baby. We out.
My day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as cold ladies, man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the doors, two people share one common cause. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love. Just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
To have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she left me cause I didn't buy her enough, but then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say lost love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had her back, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all. One love. Just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
Now I think it's about time that we're breaking.
break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found, about the love we missed and the love we shed, about the love that just up and disappeared, about who is for real and who is fake, so you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said, so you can stay two steps ahead. It's for the love which you give, it's for the one we live, it's for the vibrant letter, means made we last forever.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love, you're lucky just to have just one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. Just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one.